Research from Swiss Bank UBS and accounting firm PwC.
Fox's Lillian Wu. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We obviously are keeping close tabs on Monster Hurricane Delta, which will come ashore as a major Category 3 hurricane along the north central U.S. Gulf Coast on Friday. Today's weather will be routine, very warm for October, high around 87, sun cloud mix. Not as cool tonight, low 66. Tomorrow, maybe some spotty showers beginning in the afternoon and continuing Thursday night. Then showers becoming likely, especially by Friday afternoon. Showers and squalls becoming numerous Friday night into Saturday. Our strongest wind gusts will come during the daytime Saturday. The tornado threat looks small right now, and then the showers tend to thin out by late Saturday night into Sunday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks with some of the results of Tuesday's runoff election. The city of Selma has elected a new mayor, with all precincts reporting the unofficial results show James Perkins with 65% of the vote. Perkins will replace outgoing Mayor Dario Melton, who chose not to seek a second term. It'll be a return to the mayor's office for Perkins, who served from 2000 to 2008 and was the first black mayor in Selma's history. In Alexander City, now outgoing mayor Tommy Spraggins came up short against Woody Baird, who is now the mayor-elect. In nearby Dadeville, Mayor Wayne Smith also went down in defeat, losing to challenger Jimmy Frank Goodman. In Tuskegee, another former mayor is returning to city government. Johnny Ford, who had been a longtime Tuskegee mayor and state legislator, is returning to Tuskegee City Hall, this time as a city councilman. For more election coverage, results, and reaction, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
An important message from Medicare.
You know how Medicare plans can change from year to year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this coming year, premiums are at historic lows.
Really?
Yeah, and hundreds of plans will have insulin for just $35 a month.
That will save some money. Can't wait to look at my plan choices for 2021.
Open enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th.
Comparing plans really pays.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. We're about to change seasons, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
Amen, Bubba. We have a lot of new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. Everybody likes a little kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces, great sauces for your ribs, your hamburgers, your steaks, whatever. We've got toes. But if that's not your thing, we've got some awesome jewelry that's just come into the store. Good-looking jewelry. So when you're getting ready for a gift for family, friends, we've got those. We've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year.
And, of course, this year, tailgating not allowed on the college campuses. Most of the tailgating's got to be done at home. Your at-home tailgating supplies are now available at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
At 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. Also, any caller can get in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. And we get Ashley today? Lucky us! I'll take an Ashley over John.
Hello.
Ashley, how in the world are you, my dear?
I am doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Did your Facebook page crash when you put my photo up?
It did not. No, absolutely not. It actually got a lot of views.
No.
Everybody loves you.
No, they don't. Well, you know, there's the minute mind that we have problems with in the River Region, so maybe that's what the problem is. So what's on your mind today, Ashley? Tell me about the mortgage world.
The mortgage world is going fantastic, but I want to touch on something that we have been getting a lot of calls on that is just a great, great program, and that's the VA IRRRL. The interest rate reduction refinance was.
Yes.
They're designed strictly for veterans who currently have VA loans, who want to lower their interest rate, and those rates are super low, and those also come with fast closings as well. No appraisal needed, no income verification. Those are probably some of the easiest loans we deal with up here.
And they're fast,
they
right?
They are. They are really fast because, like I said, there's no appraisal needed. There's no income documentation that's needed or verification. It's just making sure you can qualify. And they close within 2 weeks.
That's pretty good. Now, I've been telling folks that all they need to do is call you at 567-9000. Tell you what their current interest rate is, and then you can give them kind of, we can save you this amount of money?
Absolutely, yes, sir. I just need a little bit of information from them when they call in, but it's a quick, fast turnaround, like a click of a button to find out what their new interest rate could be.
That's good. I'm glad you're getting a lot of calls because that, to me, this is like a no-brainer. I mean, if you have a VA loan, you should be giving them a call because, you know, you may be able to save some money. You know, this one person, you're saving thousands of dollars a year. Thousands of dollars.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it's been great. Rates are in the mid-2s on most of the IRRRLs that we do. So mid-2%, like around 2.5, 2.6, somewhere around in there. So the VA has some great rates and options for the IRRRL programs.
So how do they take advantage of that?
All they have to do is call and talk with me, Ashley, at Mortgage Corporation of the South. You can call 567-9000, and we'll get started on it right away.
I like that. I can tell you took your Q-pills today. She did. She didn't. Don't you love that laugh, Joey? You ought to meet her in person. I mean, she's really something. Mm.
Well, you're really something. I enjoyed meeting you when you came by the office, and I hope to see you again soon.
Well, if I'm in the neighborhood, I'm definitely dropping by.
Absolutely. You're welcome anytime.
Give me your MNLS number.
Company NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender, and my personal one is NMLS 1252200.
Ashley, you're wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Dan. You're wonderful. You're the one with all the wonder.
Nah. You have a great day, my dear.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So cute. The whole office is it's like John hires them based on their personality. They're just, everybody is so nice there. Everybody is nice. Let's stay with the debate coach talking about tonight.
She's whip smart, great legal mind, can ask salient questions, but she didn't pre-think the major issues of the day to defend her own record, her own candidacy. Now she's got to memorize Joe Biden's. She was in five of the 11 Democratic primaries. Now, you bring us to Mike Pence now. The vice president hasn't debated in 4 years. And when he did debate last time against Tim Kaine, this is the moment you told us to pull. Listen.
Did you all just hear that? Ours is an insult-driven campaign. I mean, to be honest with you, if Donald Trump had said all the things that you said he said in the way you said he said them, he still wouldn't have a fraction of the insults that Hillary Clinton leveled when she said that half of our supporters were a basket of deplorables. That she said they were irredeemable. They were not America. I mean, it's extraordinary.
You can't say Mike Pence wasn't ready for that because he knew they were going to attack the president personally.
Absolutely. But this was an example of exactly what a vice presidential candidate needs to do in a debate. He's not there to represent or defend himself. He's right. There to defend and go after the top of the other ticket. But Hillary Clinton had called Trump supporters a basket of deplorables. And Vice President Pence turned that into a great moment in the debate. At the expense of Tim Kaine.
I remember that moment in the debate. It was powerful. And be interesting to see how they're going to handle the Charlottesville. You know, Joe Biden will say, you've all seen it. You've seen them where they're coming out of the woods and their veins are bulging out of their necks and spewing all sorts of racism. I'd ask him, say, Joe, where did you see that video? Can you point to the video that you're referring to that everybody's seen? Because I haven't seen it. Because I looked for it. I couldn't find it. There's nothing where people's veins are bulging out of their necks, where they're spewing. Now, there's a picture of them with torches walking out of a building towards where the Robert E. Lee statue is. They're not in the woods. They're just walking out towards where the monument is. But they might have sounded like they were going to had some cross burning in the wood, and they go, oh, by the way, let's go over to the Robert E. Lee statue.
Well, and it's frustrated me. Actually, I could find it. I wrote an article after that happened in Charlottesville. It's frustrated me from day one that we're going to define the United States by a few hundred idiots hopped up on ideology on yes, both sides. But in particular, the white nationalists, the racists carrying the tiki torches.
But
it's ridiculous.
Donald Trump says, I'm not talking about the white nationalists. Right. I'm not talking about white supremacists.
Right.
He specifically says that. They conveniently forget that, though.
And it's interesting. Trump is always, he has fumbled the ball on answering some of these questions. But it's, if you notice, Dan, it's often when the press is, it's at a press conference, or in this case at a debate, where he's being kind of harangued. Just saying. Like it's an argument, a back and forth. And I think you and I both learned in radio, you know, when somebody's yelling at somebody else and there's crosstalk, things get confusing. But, to continue to define...
Especially on this show.
Yeah, to continue to define the campaign in that regard, it just rings hollow to me.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if he does something with that. Let's stay with the debate coach here. Final segment.
You talk about things you can't expect. That's when someone comes at you in a major debate, and you could not defend your own record. She's got to avoid this. Tulsi Gabbard took her apart. Case in point, watch.
Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record.
I did the work of significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work.
The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not.
She went on to go specifically through cases in which evidence was withheld and decisions were made for political purposes. And Kamala Harris had no response.
That's correct. And that's because she was playing in the details of defense. Whenever a candidate is forced backwards and defending specific tenets of their record, That's not a good thing. You want to be on offense. And the problem for Kamala Harris across the debates, the reason her campaign failed is because she could never figure out how to play offense on issues. She could never figure out where she stood on issues. And so she ended up running to the left on almost everything, which is not true to herself.
Brian does bring up a good point of she has to learn all the Biden issues and kind of put aside hers. And I think they're probably going to say, well, where are you in the new Green Deal? Where are you on packing the court? Where are you on XYZ? And I think they're going to have her. Okay. Just a little throwaway here. This was an interesting story. The Orthodox Jews in New York City are burning their masks. Now, the only place I've seen this is on Fox and WCBS and WNBC in New York. In New York, they're playing this thing big time. National news, not so much. But this is an incredible story. These guys are like, this is religious persecution, what you're doing. They're going to a zip code, which is a group of Orthodox Jews, and they're basically saying, you can't meet, you cannot do anything. We're closing you down. And these people are kind of harkening back to the ghetto and what they were doing to the Jews by kind of corralling them into areas.
Well, it has become...
And they told them they couldn't leave. That was stupid.
Intentional or not, de Blasio keeps saying things explicitly about the Orthodox Jewish community. He's been doing it for months. And they obviously don't... They have enough of their own rules. So they don't want to be putting up with the government telling them they can't practice and worship how they wish, as you would assume from the Orthodox. And... Yeah, I saw these videos making the rounds on Twitter and online, and
it's serious. Serious. Let's listen in.
Members of an Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn, New York, voicing frustration over Governor Cuomo's new restrictions for neighborhoods that are seeing spikes in cases. Take a look at this video. Hundreds of members of that Orthodox community gathered in the streets last night. They were there to burn a pile of masks in protest. David Lee Miller has the story this morning. He's in New York. And what are you hearing from the community leaders there, David Lee?
Well, Bill, some in the ultra-religious Jewish community say that they are being unfairly targeted by Governor Cuomo's plan to impose new restrictions on the most severe coronavirus hotspots. During last night's protest, in addition to burning masks, there were chants of Jewish Lives Matter and threats to ignore the governor's orders. Many in the community are outraged that the new restrictions limit houses of worship to 25% capacity or a maximum of 10 people and the banning of all mass gatherings. The governor's order also closes all public and private schools, shuts non-essential businesses, and ends indoor and outdoor dining. The areas facing the most restrictive shutdown are marked on color-coded state-issued maps as red zones. Locations include parts of Brooklyn and Queens and sections of two suburban counties north of the city, all contain large numbers of religious Jewish residents. Less worrisome hotspots facing less severe restrictions are coded yellow and orange. Cuomo says his plan is not about any religion or group, but is data-driven to contain coronavirus clusters. He says any event with a great number of people risks spreading the disease.
This is about mass gatherings. And one of the prime places of mass gatherings are houses of worship. I understand it's a sensitive topic.
Now, Governor Cuomo has given local governments until the end of the week to put his plan in effect. New York City officials are indicating that it will likely go into effect as soon as tomorrow for the city. And Governor Cuomo, when he talks about how serious he is, talks about enforcement being key. And he says the fine now for organizing any mass gathering has now been increased to $15,000.
Think that's a little over the top?
Yeah, and it's also, it's a constitutional right. I mean, and you really, when you get into the ultra-Orthodox communities, they do things their own way, and it on all sorts of rules. And for them to, you know, want to crack down on this, it's just, to me, it's unconscionable. It shows an example of just going way too far.
Well, for those of you who have been to New York and Brooklyn and Bedford-Stuyvesant area, you're talking about these deep pockets of Jewish community. Now, you may have a deli, a Jewish deli, that you don't have a lot of Jewish neighbors that are around because it's too business-oriented. But four blocks away, you'll have a pretty large Jewish population. And these guys don't take lightly to this thing. I mean, this is harking back to, you're corralling us into an area, you're not allowing us to do what we want to do. And we know better because of the Leviticus rules that are there. So they're not doing well with this whole thing. Let me go to a break. John D. Dwayne, coming back to you. If you need someone to count on.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thursday Night Football returns to Fox. Brady and the Bucks look like the real thing.
Caught for the touchdown.
In the first matchup against Foles since Super Bowl 52.
He makes it look easy.
Brady and the Bucks. Foles and the Bears. Thursday at 7:30 Eastern on Fox NFL Network and streaming on Prime Video.
Thursday on Fox 20.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You want to get into one of our drawings? Well, you better call in. Tweakley Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing, Mortgage Corporation of the South Gift Card Drawing. Let's go to the phones and go to John D. John D., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Joey. Doing good. Another beautiful day. Heading back from lunch. And beautiful day in Montgomery.
Where did you eat lunch? I need to be jealous of you.
Shashies.
Ooh. Did you get the gumbo?
No. Just went with a plain vanilla BLT. So funny. I walked in with my mask. Looked around. Not one single person had a mask on. But I wore my mask until I was seated brought me something to drink. Took my mask off because can't drink through it. And when I got her to leave, I put my mask back on, and so did the other people, okay? But just kind of a classic example. We got to trust science, right? So wear that mask for 2 minutes and then sit there and eat with no mask for 38 minutes. Anyway, it all works out. Okay, I'm not going to be a climate change denier, Dan. Okay?
Okay.
Look how much science has come back on us and whipsawed us. Hey, here's something that doesn't have anything to do with science. And I think it was 2004. I think you've talked about this. Officer Isaac Espinoza of the San Francisco Police Department was gunned down by a street thug, and that's what he was, a certified street thug, member of the gang called the West Mob, and he shot Officer Espinoza with an AK-47. Caught him so off guard, the officer never had a chance to draw his gun. 3 days, I think, after the murder, District Attorney Kamala Harris, you can fact check this in the New York Times, stood up before the cameras and said that she's not going to seek the death penalty against Officer Espinoza's killer because it would, quote, send the wrong message, close quote.
What?
Oh, yes. Yes. And she also said it would be a waste of resources. Oh, no. Fact check it. Okay? That decision was so outrageous that even Dianne Feinstein criticized her. But it gets worse because Barbara Boxer, remember her that used to be the senator?
I do.
Who was more liberal than Feinstein, more liberal than Kamala Harris?
I do.
She said she wrote a letter, I think it was to the governor, asking him to appoint a special prosecutor. Okay? Unbelievable. So tonight at the debate, when she, and by the way, everybody watching the debate, look for the little fake kicks that she gets in her throat where she pretends like, you know, that she's about to cry. She's got that one timed perfectly. But I would look at her and say, you know, you tell me how it sends the wrong message to seek the death penalty against a vicious killer who guns down a police officer who didn't even have a gun in his hand. And you explained to his wife and his three-year-old daughter how that sends the wrong message. And then let it be crickets. Don't be like the president. And go, come on, Kamala, answer the question. You know what I mean? Just let it be crickets and just look at her. But I'm looking forward to it tonight. I'm not worried. I hate to say it. I'm not worried about Pence because he can control his mouth. He's disciplined. He's not as exciting as the president and doesn't have the great one-liners and, you know, who knows? I think he's a better counterpuncher than people give him credit for. But I think he will do the job, and I think whatever dip we've seen in the polls, the Rasmussen 12-point gap is a little disturbing. But you know what, Dan? If all these polls were so right, okay, like, for example, if Lindsey Graham's really neck and neck, how come the guy in Michigan is within 4 or 5 points of knocking off a two-term Democrat?
Yeah, Peters.
Peters, right. Right. It doesn't add up, does it?
Yeah, no, he's closer than 4 or 5 points.
Right. That's just the reported. And by the way, if that's so true, why has McSally cut Kelly's lead almost in half in the last 10 days?
Did you see any of that debate?
I saw some clips.
Yeah, it's worth it to go to.
Best night.
It's worth it to go to Phoenix television to see a little bit of that.
Yeah, wasn't his best night. And, you know, he ends up saying, I think in the debate, right, most Arizonians want stronger gun control. Really?
Yeah, really.
Really? I don't think so. I don't think so. And, you know, it's just, it's just amazing. One final thing, I saw an article that said, you know, that if the president would just cool it for a little bit, let the spotlight be on Mr. Biden, he don't look too good under the spotlight, you know? And if it's all about the president, and then it's never about Biden. But the point you make, though, with these debates, you're seeing these Senate candidates having to defend some of Joe Biden's positions that he doesn't have to defend.
Mm-hmm.
Because the national news media doesn't make him. That's what's so
interesting. Well, not only do they not make him, as they also do blocking and tackling for him. The Brian Williams thing, I mean, the Lester Holt thing, now that we found out not one, not two, but three of the people that were allegedly undecided were all for mm-hmm. Biden and have video of them being for Biden. Three.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit here and listen to you attack Brian Williams. You remember how he lost his job at NBC because he stood up for the truth.
Yeah, of course, lying about a helicopter.
Right, right. No, these folks, the softballs are unbelievable. And hey, by the way, on the Russia thing, you know, I always thought deep down inside there had to be, and it was probably disinformation, right? But there was somebody that they had somewhere that would say, well, I'm a credible, you know, Russian source, and you know, we did meet with Trump or one of Trump's people. I always worried, you know, because I was thinking, why would you people jeopardize your careers and your reputations and maybe your freedom for all this crap? And now we know there is no Russian spy. There is no Boris and Natasha, okay? It was Hillary Clinton. She made it all up. I mean, Christopher Steele made it up. She paid him to do it.
Yeah,
and they even told the president of the United States, hey, you won't believe what Hillary's got cooked up. This is going to be a whim doozy, Mr. President.
Yeah, we're going to get into that hopefully in just a little bit. It's there was a spy, and he was working for Brookings Institute and for Strobe Talbert, of all people. And we know about his relationship with Hillary Clinton. I mean, this thing, and Brennan, what he said, we got on CNN yesterday, that guy, they've got him so dead to rights, is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's some, you know, here's one thing that surprises me, is that when you're having a meeting where you're discussing a conspiracy, you know, I'm still mad at
you
President
keep good
Nixon
notes.
And Bob Haldeman. Yeah, don't take notes. Hello, it's a conspiracy. We're doing something wrong here. Put the pen down, okay? Don't be recording this. No, this is off the record. Well, I'll just leave it with this, Dan. In the words of Carl Bernstein, who finds everything worse than Watergate, okay? This is worse than Watergate. It's the biggest political scandal in your lifetime and my lifetime. And unless Trump wins, they're going to get a free pass, and it makes me sick. So we'll just see. That's another reason to go vote if you have to crawl over broken glass and over a barbed wire fence. And by the way, if you live in New York City, you may have to.
Yeah, really.
Y'all hang in there. Good afternoon.
Take care. Let's go to a break. I'll be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Boo! Guess who?
That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We obviously are keeping close tabs on Monster Hurricane Delta, which will come ashore as a major Category 3 hurricane along the north central U.S. Gulf Coast on Friday. Today's weather will be routine, very warm for October, high around 87, sun cloud mix. Not as cool tonight, low 66. Tomorrow, maybe some spotty showers beginning in the afternoon and continuing Thursday night. Then showers becoming likely, especially by Friday afternoon. Showers and squalls becoming numerous Friday night into Saturday. Our strongest wind gusts will come during the daytime Saturday. The tornado threat looks small right now, and then the showers tend to thin out by late Saturday night into Sunday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes. 272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget Squeakway Farm Market drawing Friday. Morris Corporation of the South drawing Thursday. Get in on these things, guys. Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Wednesday.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm really good, and you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to say I'm glad you're doing well, and everything is done. Did you get stents put in, or did you have bypass, or what was it you did up in Birmingham?
I had a triple bypass surgery.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you sounds like you're doing a lot better.
I'm doing good.
I may be looking at this wrong, but I had a question that you mentioned something probably about 10, 15 minutes ago that about, you know, people, the coronavirus taking a lot of people out is what they're saying in the news and all that. I did a little Google to, you know, how many people died in 16, 17, 18, 19. I didn't have any trouble finding the 16, 17, 18, but then I started to go to 19 and had a little bit more trouble trying to find out the overall people, that how many people died at 19. And I realized that every year, more and more people got died because the population is getting greater and greater and larger. And then 2020, it's hard to find how many people have actually died up to date. I didn't get a number, but I was just wondering.
You're talking about dying from the flu?
No, just dying in America.
Oh, dying, okay.
Just everything, you know, just 16 every year, and of course it's going to increase every year because the population grows every year. And what I saw and what I found was in 2020, it hadn't reached the 2019 yet because, you know, we're just in October right now. And if my information, if what I found, I was just curious if it was correct. I don't know if you've ever tried to find the numbers I looked for, but it hadn't even reached how many people have died in 2019 yet. And the way you put it over that, you know, all these people have died. And what I found is that, you know, like I just said, that in 2020, not as many people have died in 2020 as they died in 19 yet. And if you could, you know, do some research to see if maybe what I got wrong, and I just, something like that should be very important. I would think if the numbers haven't even reached 2020, there has to be something wrong there. The way they're talking about the coronavirus killing everybody. I mean, because the problem is what people die of all the time, you know, like heart attacks, car crashes, everything else, you know, premature births. And I'm just curious as to what you think about that. And
yeah, I could see that total death rates would be going down because, well, for example, we didn't drive as much in 2020 as we did in 2019. You know, it didn't mean that cancer wasn't happening out there. I have an oncologist friend of mine who said that there's a lot of untreated cancers that are out there. But, you know, I could see where total death rates would, could go down, particularly when you're looking at driving and things like that.
Well, maybe I'm a little biased to that. I mean, I have, my, as far as my life, I have worked. I mean, I haven't missed a day of work unless I just didn't want to go to work. But since this started, I'm fortunate. I'm a truck driver. But it's just, and I haven't, I don't know anybody that has died of it personally. I may have known somebody that thinks they got the coronavirus but didn't have the symptoms of it, was not put in hospital or nothing like that. But, you know, they were diagnosed with having the coronavirus, but never, you know, it didn't have the bad effects that they're claiming that, you know, what they're saying that you get from it. And I'm fortunate about that, too, I suppose. But, it's just what I'm trying to figure out is, you know, the way they're talking, the people dying of coronavirus, the numbers, if they're saying, is the number now in the 200 in America?
It's 208,000 now.
And there ain't even that. There's just a few more that have passed away, or I guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Joe Biden gets some of his numbers. He's talking about 200 more thousand people could die between now and the end of the year. That would have to be a rate over 2,000 a day. We're right in the 600 category a day now.
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm trying to look at the last data point I see is 2018. I do not see 2019, and I see number of deaths and leading cause of death. Heart disease is by far number one. Cancer is number two. Accidents are number three. So if you were to insert. COVID in there, COVID would be number three, but the problem is you have a lot of, you know, you have stroke, you have pulmonary issues that are part of what people die from, and are they doing that? Influenza, for example, in 2017 was right at 60,000 people that died.
Yeah, I had to go to Yahoo, whatever it's called. I'm terrible with computers. I'm not a computer geek at all. I'd stretch the imagination if I was. But I had to go to Yahoo or whatever it is. I used another website, and I found a little bit on there about 2019. It didn't word it the same way as Google did, but it did give me a little bit of information, and Yahoo did give me a little bit of information about 2020. And, it was I was like getting aggravated because it's hard to find it. I'm not, you know, I use my phone for everything I look for. But, I'm just curious about what you thought about that. I mean, and why wouldn't the numbers be up? I'm not wanting them to be up. It's just that I'm trying to understand why is everybody worried about it if the numbers aren't even up, you know, to 2019, the death rate 2020 ain't even up to the death rate we had in 2019. I understand the car accidents and all that, but that's, you know, is car accidents really that high up? I mean, I'm on the road all the time, and I mean, sure, that morning traffic and afternoon traffic, it was down for a long time. It's a lot easier to drive around, but I'm just curious about that, what your thoughts were.
Yeah, well, first of all, when you're talking about people dying is because of our population growing, actually, people are dying because the baby boomers are getting older, and that is a huge group that is very subject to heart attacks, pulmonary, diabetes, and things like that. Dwayne, I've got a roll here, buddy. I want you to have a great day.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Going to go to a break. Coming back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patients satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
With United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on hundreds of prescription drugs.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Pick up at your local pharmacy or take advantage of free delivery. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 copay may be restricted to particular tiers, preferred medications, or mail order prescriptions during the initial coverage phase and may not apply during the coverage gap or catastrophic stage. Free delivery with preferred mail order pharmacies.
Wow.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
.27 29 228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Dan and Jerry, how y'all doing?
Good.
Man, it's getting a little hot out here today, Dan.
I know. We got that humid weather coming in here.
That good old Gulf of Mexico. Warm air.
There you go. Yeah, from that Hurricane Delta.
Delta. Man, what a name. That name alone scares me. There was a Delta storm. I remember that in a song somewhere, but anyway. Anyway, guys, you know the flags are flying at the house. Keep America Great 2020. Our president seems to be getting better as time goes by, and hopefully he continues to get better, and also the First Lady. I think Pence going to tear up. What you think, Dan?
I'm going to be watching. We'll see what happens. I think the possibility certainly can be there.
Well, all I can say is that Pence will represent our nation very well as our vice president. And as a God-believing man, he's quite certainly to represent our country in a good way. So I have all the confidence in the world in our vice president, and expect to see a very upstanding debate. As far as on his side, the Republican, what goes on the other side of the glass wall, that will be unknown then.
Okay.
Do you think she's going to go off on some kind of wild thing, or do you think she's going to be
hanged? I think she's going to try to score some points.
Hmm. Well, I think she may be up against a little bit of a tussle there, because I think Pence is pretty good at this game also, huh?
Well, here's what I've learned in my time in Washington and other things is that when you get a bunch of either conservatives or liberals together and they start talking among themselves, they think that what they believe in is what everybody else believes in. And you have to be really careful about how you're presenting something, because you may think, well, this is what we believe in, but you say it out loud and the public may go, what?
Hmm. What do you think about all these documents that Mr. Trump, our president, is about to release everything unredacted?
I think it's great. We're going to get into that discussion in the final hour.
Great, great, Dan. Just one other thing I want to say to everybody out there is that keep listening to this show. It's very informative. There's a lot of stuff coming out that you really need to know, and use your common sense. Think about your children and your family and your nation. And that's all I ask.
There you go.
I pray for America. I pray for everybody out there. And COVID-19, Dan, I just want to throw this in real quick. I've had family members that I've lost. It was up in age. A lot of different things wrong with them. Of course, when they passed, it was a sad day. But how they labeled it as COVID to this day, I don't understand. As far as I'm concerned, he had pneumonia so bad, I think that's what killed him. Everybody, just be safe out there. Go back about your lives and put your faith in God and go back to your lives.
There you go.
All right, guys.
Well, Rodney, you have a great day. Let me go to Duke. Duke, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. It's hot today.
It is. The humid weather.
You know, Kamala. Didn't she, Kamala, yeah, didn't she endorse or do something in Minnesota to bail out murderers and rapists?
They had a group that she actually
endorsed, I believe.
Asked them, people to donate, her staff donated to them, and it was part of the bond program to get people who had been arrested for allegedly protesting, and posted their bond for it. But in that group, you had some people who had some very serious charges who got out and did some very bad things.
But yeah, she promoted that though, Brian.
She did.
Yeah, that would be something. That would be something that they could bring up as well, I would suspect. One other question: why do you think Trump won't pardon Flynn? I'm sure there's a reason.
Well, Flynn has asked not to be pardoned, number one.
Oh, okay.
And the reason for that is they want the case dropped, so then when he stands up and starts telling his story, he's not tainted in any way.
I got you.
And he has got a story to tell.
All right. Hey, put me in on Sweet Creek, my friend.
I've got you in 8-8, but I need you
do
something for me.
Yes, sir.
Can Joey put you on hold, and can you tell Joey the name of the our fence guy and the telephone number for him?
Sure. I'll get it out of my book right now.
Great. He's going to put you on hold.
Okay, have a good day, man.
Thanks, Duke. What a nice guy Duke is. Let's see. How much time? Oh, we got time. North Carolina. Now, we're going to play this, and I want you to think, if this were Republicans, how would the national media be handling this?
With Election Day closing in, Democrats and Republicans are grappling with separate scandals in two high-profile states. Correspondent Brian Yenis has that story live from Washington tonight.
We begin in North Carolina's hotly contested Senate race, where a campaign aide tells Fox News sexual text messages sent by Democratic Senate candidate Cal Cunningham to a woman who is not his wife are, quote, legitimate. Screen grabs of the text messages between Cunningham and reportedly Arlene Guzman Todd, a married public relations strategist, were first published online Thursday evening. In the messages, Cunningham tells the woman he wants to kiss her, and she says she wants to spend the night with him. Cunningham says he will not drop out of the race. Quote, I have hurt my family, disappointed my friends, and am deeply sorry. The first step in repairing those relationships is taking complete responsibility, which I do. I ask that my family's privacy be respected in this personal matter. Now, North Carolina's Senate race is the most expensive in the nation. The Real Clear Politics average of polls has Cunningham ahead of Republican Senator John Tillis by 6.5 points. But most of the polls were conducted before the sexting scandal. Senator Tillis, on the other hand, tested positive for coronavirus last week and is now self-isolating at home with less than a month before Election Day.
Now, if that were a Republican, the reporters will be going to every other Republican saying, well, what do you think about what Cunningham said? What do you think about his actions? What do you think about his sexting? Do you agree with it? Do you condone it? Not a peep. Not a peep. Not asking Joe Biden about it. Please ask Kamala Harris about it. What do you think about that? Just such a damn double set of standards. Let's listen in.
I think Tillis getting diagnosed with COVID may be perceived as something that happened to him rather than something that he created. As for Cunningham, I think this may cut differently. Cunningham's character has been front and center in this campaign. He's somebody who's tried to sell his story as a family man.
We shall see. Meanwhile, in Texas, the state's Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton is under fire after seven top aides wrote a letter to Human Resources calling on the FBI to investigate their boss. Quote, we have a good faith belief that the Attorney General is violating federal and or state law, including prohibitions related to improper influence, abuse of office, bribery, and other potential criminal offenses. Paxton says, well, he's the victim. Quote, despite the effort by rogue employees and their false allegations, I will continue to seek justice in Texas and will not be resigning. Separately, Paxton, by the way, was indicted on three felony accounts, including securities fraud for private business deals back in 2011 and 2012. A trial date has not yet been set.
So this, as the sand in the hourglass goes, so are the days of our lives. Double set of standards, what do you guys think? Gonna go to top of our break, final hour of the Dan Morris Show right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.